Before we bring this together, I want to make sure we got to a few stories we haven't fully covered yet. The indie developer retrospective from Jeff Johnson at Lapcat Software, a fortuitous decade as an indie software developer, earned 94 points and is a quietly moving piece about 10 years of building Mac software independently. The tone is honest about the luck involved alongside the craft, and the HN comments are full of people sharing their own experiences and the specific market and platform conditions that made indie development viable in the 2016 to 2026 window.
There's something that sits well alongside the fundamentals discussion. This is someone who built a career on deep platform knowledge, genuine attention to craft, and staying small enough to be financially sustainable without needing to capture a large market. The HN community has a lot of people who find that model appealing and increasingly rare.
Mic Drop, the real-time multiplayer karaoke game, got 61 points and 26 comments in the Show HN thread. Browser-based, multiplayer, real-time audio. The technical challenges here are actually interesting, and the comment thread is doing genuine engineering analysis of the latency and synchronization problems that make browser-native real-time audio hard. It's a fun project with a serious engineering problem underneath it.
The Falstad Math and Physics Simulation site, which has been around for years, resurfaced with 23 points. It's a collection of browser-based physics and circuit simulations that runs purely client-side, and the HN community rediscovers it periodically because it's genuinely excellent for intuition building. For anyone teaching or learning physics or electronics, it's a remarkable resource.
The browser-native SysX librarian for 80s and 90s synthesizers is the kind of project that gets shared on HN as much for the love of the subject matter as for the technical achievement. MIDI SysX messages are how vintage synthesizers store and recall patches, and getting that workflow running in a modern browser without special drivers is a legitimate technical accomplishment with a very devoted potential user base.
The Impulse Tracker revival also deserves a mention, a web-based implementation of the classic DOS Tracker music software. HN has a real soft spot for tracker music, and the comment thread, while small, is full of people recounting their first encounters with mod and .it files in the mid-90s.
And the Moiré pattern navigation story from Tinkerings is a lovely piece of technical history. The optical phenomenon where two overlapping grids create interference patterns has been used in marine navigation systems to provide precise positional guidance into harbors. It's elegant, it requires no electronics, and it's a reminder that clever physics applied to practical problems often predates our digital solutions by decades.
Now, before we sign off, we have an obligation we take seriously, a brief time capsule check-in. Back in May, we said something on this show about Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. We want to be direct about this. That was wrong, and it was embarrassingly wrong, not in a subtle way. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, deep inside Russian-controlled or Russian-adjacent territory, and Ukraine has no credible naval capacity there. We should not have broadcast that claim without verification. We've updated our fact-checking process since then, and we're mentioning it here because intellectual honesty means naming your mistakes out loud, not just quietly not repeating them.
On the substance of today's stories, the threads I'd carry forward are these. The open source AI model race is accelerating in ways that are reshaping the competitive landscape for every company that thought their API advantage was durable. The semaglutide dementia data, if it holds up under RCT scrutiny, has genuine public health scale. The RISC-V architecture debate is a useful reminder that open standards still need governance, and that openness doesn't automatically produce optimal decisions. And the Super El Niño building toward record strength means that the next 12 months of agricultural and infrastructure risk pricing is going to be significantly recalibrated.
The fundamentals versus AI assistance debate is one I expect to run for years. Today's coverage suggests the most useful framing isn't fundamentals or AI tools, but rather, what kind of expertise do you need to use AI tools well, and is the education system building it? That question doesn't have a consensus answer yet.
Everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories caught your attention, and the Quen 3.8 thread alone is worth an hour of your time, head there directly. The discussions are deeper than anything we can cover in a podcast format, and the community's collective expertise across every field represented today is genuinely remarkable. We owe them every episode.
We also owe a sincere acknowledgement to the tools that make this show possible. Perplexity's real-time research capability is how we surface and contextualize these stories every morning, and Claude Code by Anthropic handles the production automation that turns raw topics into a broadcast-ready script. We don't take those tools for granted. They've changed what a two-person team can produce.
And if today's show left you wanting more on the geopolitics and market side, El Niño's commodity implications, the chip export control story, the broader economic context behind the AI model race, check out the Intelligix Daily News, our companion show covering world events and global markets. Different lens, same commitment to depth.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us.
And I'm Sarah Chen. See you tomorrow.